From the Ewelme Village magazine, Ewelme News, an item from the Ewelme Society. It's entitled A Surprise Visit from New Zealand. In July, we received an unexpected visit from Ruth Page, a young student who is also a guide at Ewelme Cottage Museum in Parnell, Auckland. She was holidaying Britain, and as the cottage has a strong link to Ewelme, she wished to include us in her UK tour. The story of how an early settler's cottage built of native Kauri hardwood in 1866 is connected to Ewelme is widely covered in the archive. It records how orphaned 70-year-old Blanche Hawkins came to Ewelme in 1836 to live with her aunt, Lady Charlotte Taunton, and at what is now called Saffron House. In 1842, Blanche married clergyman Vicesimus Lush in the church before moving to his living in Little Coxwell. 2 years later, Lady Taunton died, and as her heiress, Blanche returned to sort out her effects. In 1850, the Reverend Lush sailed with his growing family to Auckland, where they built Ewelme Cottage in Parnell, then in open countryside, but now dwarfed by a busy suburb. It was opened as a museum in 1971, but those of us who have visited the cottage will be sorry to hear that visitor interest has declined. It is now only open on a Sunday and in need of repair. Ruth enjoyed her walking tour past Saffron House to the church and almshouse complex, and after lunch in the shop, very kindly presented to the archive a delightful gift she made of framed pressed flowers and fronds from the cottage's garden. However, Ruth's visit reignited interest in a 183-year-old mystery connected to Ewelme College Cottage, and that mystery tale is what follows.